Saturday, I was on standby if they needed me. I would have been a judge for the North Dakota State Barbecue Championships held at Shields Home and Hardware. I did do several broadcasts from down there. It smelled so good. And if you're a Facebook follower, I published a lot of photos, one of which was of Team Zwali Q. And we have Patrick Farha, who is with us here now.
My husband was there on Saturday, and when he got home, he stood out in the rain, and then he said, you know, I had five hats in my car. Why I didn't put one on, I have no idea. But the one that he talked about when he came home was Patrick Farha.
Yep, and I had a chance to sample his pulled pork. And Patrick Farha, you have your way with pulled pork, by the way, buddy. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. I can't take all the credit because I do have a co-cook or whatever, and my one of my best friends from high school, Ron Wellbaum, and he's listening online, I think. So oh. He's down from Minneapolis. We're both from Kansas City, but we moved north, and so we had a great day.
You have been here a good long time, 15 years here in Fargo-Moorhead, and how often do you participate in such competitions as this?
You know, we don't a lot anymore. We both have families and stuff like that, so it's maybe once, twice a year, something like that, and we'll get together. There's some larger ones down by the cities, and we'll get together and throw our barbecue hat in the fire, so to speak, and see how we do. And sometimes we do okay, and sometimes we really tank. So
but
it's hit or miss.
You did well with winning the People's Choice. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you, as a contestant, there were 18 registered contestants at this event. What did you prepare?
So we prepared. Not only we turned in the People's Choice, which was pulled pork, and for those who don't know, it's called a Boston butt or a pork shoulder, and so that's what we turned in for the People's Choice. And then we had four categories to turn into the judges, which is where the money was. And those categories were pork ribs, brisket, also pulled pork for the judges, and then chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And so those were the four categories. Ron and I figured we were probably close to cooking around 100 pounds of meat this weekend.
My. And of all of those, what is your preferred cooking?
Oh, gosh. We love to cook them all. Probably the toughest one for us to cook. That we both feel we have a tough time with is brisket. That's a tough cut of meat to cook, and I think a lot of barbecue competitors may say that same thing as well. So it's the front of the cow. It's a very fatty piece of meat. Think of the breast of the cow, and it's a cheaper cut of meat. But if you slow cook it right, it turns out good.
When did you get set up? What's the setup process for you at an event like this?
Right. So I'm fortunate enough to, I have a camper that I can pull in and we can stay in that overnight. So we arrived about Friday at 5 o'clock in the evening. And then there's this is pretty typical for any competition. There's a cook's meeting usually that evening. And then, you know, after that, people are firing up their smokers and putting the larger cuts of meat on, like the brisket and the pulled pork, the pork shoulder, I should say. And so we put our brisket on, I want to say, around 8 o'clock, and the pork shoulders were shortly after that. And so the turn-in time for brisket was around 2 o'clock on Saturday, and the pork was, for the People's Choice, was around 11. So they're both smoking cooking for, you know, many hours, 12 hours, 10 hours, even more, in some cases.
I did sample your pulled pork, did the people who voted in the People's Choice. And I was amazed at how long the line was in that light rain. It was never, you know, a downpour. People lined from the front of Shields Home and Hardware to the sidewalk.
Right, yeah. We were shocked by the amount of people considering how much rain there was.
So I did sample yours. I told you after immediately when I didn't have any idea, and then later after sampling others, that you were the winner, and you turned out to be the winner of the People's Choice. So what's the big deal about Team Zwali Q's pulled pork?
So, I don't know if we do anything a lot different. We've got, you know, a couple things that we do that a friend of mine in Texas told me to do with a pork shoulder. And you know, we like to smoke ours, get a good bark on it. And the bark is that kind of blackish color that you get from smoking meat on a smoker. And then you know, after, depending on the size of the cut of meat, for about the last 4 hours or more sometimes, we will wrap it in tin foil, and we usually put some kind of, just kind of rub it with a little bit of hot sauce on the outside before we wrap it in tin foil, like a Frank's or, you know, Tabasco or something. Not a lot, but the vinegar helps break the pork down. And then, of course, we kind of make our own rubs. So
you kind of make your own rub? Hold on. So what's in your rub, Patrick Farhawk, well, People's Choice winner of the North Dakota Barbecue Championships?
Well, Ron and I are terrible about writing stuff down, right? So we just kind of throw something together, which is usually, you know, we'll use paprika and some garlic and brown sugar, you know, stuff you would typically find in a barbecue sauce. We just kind of add it until we think it tastes good, and then we put it on. One of these days we'll get smart and write stuff down, but
well,
for now, we really don't.
I think you're doing well winning the People's Choice Cup. I enjoyed it. I thought it, I don't want to sound like one of those snooty wine connoisseurs,
right,
or now those snooty beer connoisseurs, but you were bursting with flavors, some which I couldn't identify, and there was just the right amount of salt to it, so I characterized it to my friends as a perfect beer-drinking pulled pork.
Yeah, it is. It goes great with beer, as well as does all the barbecue.
So yeah, right. Okay.
You can't go wrong with that.
Well, congratulations to you. Well,
thank you.
And what is your friend's name? Who's your partner there in the Twins?
Ron Wellbaum. And like I said, he's a good friend of mine from high school. And then so we get together, and we love to cook. So.
And what do you do in real life when you're not a, you know, a cup-winning barbecuer?
Right. I work for John Deere Electronic Solutions, which is Phoenix International. Formerly Phoenix International, and we manufacture all the electronics for John Deere equipment. I work particularly with the prototype, so I'm the prototype coordinator there for that. So,
did you guys?
That's what I do.
Did you guys mention the name Zwally?
No. Yeah. What does Team Zwally Q mean?
Yeah, it's a great story. I mean, you could probably spend a half hour on the story, but I'll give you the really shortened version. Back in high school, Ron and myself and some other friends, we decided to throw some money in a hat and drive south, and we're from Kansas City originally, so south wasn't as far as driving south from up here, so we decided to drive south as far as we could go, and we ended up in Zwally, Louisiana, and spent a couple days there drinking beer and doing whatever 18-year-olds do at that time. In fact, the drinking age in Louisiana was 18 at that time, so we were legal. And
what does the Q mean?
That's barbecue. So if you look at a lot of team names will be like, you know, Ed's Q or something like that.
I gotcha.
And so just for the barbecue part of it.
I learned two terms which are part of the vernacular today of you guys. One of them is Q.
Right.
You don't have time to say barbecue, so it's just
right.
Q. And then the bark. So I learned something I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks for joining us today, buddy. It's a real pleasure to know you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Can I give a quick shout-out? My buddy Scott Thomason at Pig Tamer Barbecue. He's a Moorhead native. He took Reserve Grand Champion, so congrats for him.
Ah, good, good. Thank you. I didn't have those names. I appreciate you getting that to me, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Patrick.
All right.